Power, Pride, and Spirituality. Part 4. Spiritual Progress. It is easy to get caught up with our power and with using our abilities to accomplish things. It is easy to get caught up with increasing our powers and abilities. This is especially the case given our power rules all system. We are driven by the top of the pyramid to keep focused on the power game and not on anything that is truly spiritual. We are told everywhere we look that power and money are success and happiness. We are pushed from all directions to get caught up and stay caught up in the power game. For spirituality, to be close to God or divinity, athletic ability is not required. Mechanical ability is not required. Intellectual ability is not required. Musical and artistic abilities are not required. Beauty is not required. Leadership is not required. Paranormal powers are not required. Wealth is not required. Status is not required. These are all intrinsically good because they can be used for good, but are not necessary for our ultimate journey. However, if one gets caught up, distracted, or arrogant as a result of having any of these abilities, one's spiritual growth is delayed. Having powers of any kind is not wrong or detrimental, but it does have pitfalls. If one has not thoroughly cleaned out one's deep desires, both conscious and subconscious, one's power will be used to satisfy those desires, whether appropriate or moral or not. We bear responsibility for what we do, even if our motive was subconscious. People seeking special powers are thus advised to study under a wise teacher and to thoroughly investigate the teacher first. Since power is associated with God or deities, some people think that having paranormal abilities is a sign of being spiritually advanced. However, there exist evil magicians with great psychic powers who are not spiritual at all. Miracles can be worked by God, by deities, by magicians, by good or evil spirits. Psychic ability is not intrinsically spiritual. Spiritual progress can confer paranormal abilities, but does not necessarily do so. Showing off or misusing psychic powers is not a sign of being spiritually advanced. Spiritual progress involves advancing in morality and the wisdom to use our powers for goodness and to refrain from doing harm, not in having power of any sort. Acquiring abilities is optional in life. No ability or accomplishment is required for union with our Creator. Intelligence is a sign of human progress, but not of spiritual progress. Technological advancement is a sign of human progress, but not of spiritual progress. Psychic ability is a sign of human progress, but not of spiritual progress. Paranormal powers are often a spiritual trap. It is easy to become enamored of oneself and imagine that one is spiritually superior when one only has a superior psychic ability. Some people idolize those with psychic powers and even bow to touch their feet, hoping for a spiritual boon. People are fascinated with knowing the future and invariably ask psychics unending questions. Unusual abilities also attract those who wish to use people with such abilities, including people with nefarious motives, corporations, and governments. If one knows things about other people through paranormal means, one must develop paranormal discretion and wisdom to match. Skill regarding when to say what to whom and when to keep silent is essential. Any psychic person who perceives information does not perceive all information. It is normal, not a personal fault, that someone doesn't see the whole picture. Yet people with paranormal ability, in their surety that what they do see is correct, often forget that there could be other things they don't see. Special knowledge is very attractive. It might be gleaned through clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, precognition, prophecy, telepathy, psychometry, obtaining information from an object, divination, dowsing, automatic writing. Naturally, one focuses on the perceptions in detail and attempts to interpret them and understand their significance. However interesting or valuable, all information from sensory or parasensory sources is a long way from the absolute ineffable beauty and wonder of God. Spiritual communications can be direct messages from the divine, but they can also arise from one's own subconscious, one's higher or lower self, beings or interlopers on the mental plane such as genies, nature spirits, or magicians, collective thought forms, electromagnetic and chemical signals to the brain, or combinations of these. Hundreds of people channel archangels, ascended masters, and aliens without verifying the content or the source, and usually without having any way to verify either one. Other paranormal abilities, such as psychokinesis, moving things without physical means, materializing and dematerializing objects, and bilocation, being in two or more places at once, are even more likely to inspire fear, disbelief, or worship, and require even more paranormal discretion and wisdom. Some people think any paranormal ability is fraud, hysteria, or evil, and that anyone who has such experiences is of unsound mind or character. This presents a dilemma to someone with psychic abilities. It is natural to attempt to justify one's sanity and credibility, which is impossible since the sensations are paranormal, beyond normal. Arguing is not usually fruitful, and rejection can be difficult to bear. Paranormal abilities are not bad or wrong in any way, but they are not intrinsically spiritual. Caution, vigilance, and discretion are advisable. Spirituality has to do with our actions, our choices, our thoughts and motives, our integrity, the purity of our heart. It is shown by how earnestly and effectively we express our goodness. It has to do with how we use any ability we have, how we utilize our powers. Spirituality means following our conscience. Our conscience is in our soul, not in our head. It is not a set of rules. Saint Augustine even said that a well-trained conscience is superior to the dictates of the church. No one else knows or has the authority to judge our path or our conscience. It is inherently personal and private. Others in society have a right to judge whether our actions were harmful and to punish according to social norms, but they do not have access to our conscience. Spirituality is individual. For one person, a spiritual life means making money and employing thousands of people during an economic crisis. For another person, being spiritual means living a quiet, humble life caring for a handicapped family member. For another person, a spiritual life means treating a spouse kindly, or inventing a useful device, or defending one's community from danger, or creating beautiful, inspiring artwork, or even focusing inward and not doing anything in particular outwardly. There are no external criteria for being spiritual. There is no standard for how one looks, how one dresses, how one acts, or how one speaks. Increasing in spirituality is usually called the spiritual path because it really is one, with infinite variations. We grow in different ways, in different orders, with different flavors and perspectives. We use different terms and thought processes to describe our experiences. Spirituality has nothing to do with our belief system. Beliefs change naturally as we grow in awareness. The more truthful our beliefs, the clearer and more straightforward our path. Spiritually, both effort and action count. Both intent and result count. A good result does not nullify an ill motive. Innocent intent does not guarantee a benign result. One's integrity is shown by how one responds to the results, by whether one takes responsibility and changes if the results were harmful. There are no shortcuts on the spiritual path. It is impossible to hide anything from our Creator. Whatever is inside comes to light. No specific abilities or powers are required. There is no checklist, no set of goals to meet or deeds to accomplish. Pure and harmless intent is required. Sincerely doing one's best to act according to that intent is required. Doing one's best to follow one's conscience is required. When and whether we do our best is known only to ourselves and to one who is united with the one that created our souls. When we use any power with good motives and good results, it can help the spiritual progress of ourselves and many others as well. It also brings inner peace and ultimately lasting joy.